Honestly, I think we just need Jesus. Listen.
I got a front row seat to the madness. I pick up my phone every morning out of habit. I've been fiending for the drama, yeah, I said it. I'm addicted to the rush, need a medic. When I take a step back, I can see it. All the pain, all the fear we've been feeling. Losing sight of the thing that we're needing, that we're needing. Honestly, take a good long look in the mirror. Search my heart and soul, make it clearer. Help me take your love, trade the bitter. Leave it in the dust, help me leave it in the dust, Lord. We've been preaching, we've been drinking in the vanity. Now it's got us questioning our sanity. And we wonder how we get all this anxiety. It's clear to me.
Yeah, we need Jesus. We need to know him for ourselves. Those things we can know, which will never be complete until we see him face to face. But we have four biographies that give us glimpses, tastes enough to whet our appetites. I wish I could have been there, you know? I wonder when he first knew he was different. God in man's flesh? Or did he know when he was still a small boy? Like, did Joseph and Mary sit Jesus down one day and tell him how the angel had announced his birth to the shepherds out in the country? And what did the other kids think about him? Like, the ones who knew 12-year-old Jesus stayed behind to talk to the teachers in the temple in Jerusalem, while the rest of them were headed back to Nazareth. Don't you think they probably sneered when they saw him again? I don't know. I wonder if Jesus ever liked a girl and mused about betrothal, marriage. And I wonder what each of the disciples thought when he said, "Come, follow me." What was so gosh darn compelling that indeed they left everything and followed him? What do you wonder about the life of Jesus? Today, we embark on our exploration of Jesus Christ as written by Luke in his gospel. This take which I'm about to read, on Jesus has moved me for years. Quote, "He was born in an obscure village, the child of a peasant. He grew up in another village where he worked in a carpenter shop until he was 30. Then, for 3 years, he was an itinerant preacher. He never wrote a book. He never held an office. He never had a family or owned a home. He didn't go to college. He never lived in a big city. He never traveled 200 miles from the place where he was born. He did none of the things that usually accompany greatness. He had no credentials but himself. He was only 33 when the tide of public opinion turned against him. His friends ran away. One of them denied him. He was turned over to his enemies and went through the mockery of a trial. He was nailed to a cross between two thieves, and while he was dying, his executioners gambled for his garments, the only property he had on earth. When he was dead, he was laid in a borrowed grave through the pity of a friend. 20 centuries have come and gone, and today he is the central figure of the human race. I am well within the mark when I say that all the armies that ever marched, all the navies that ever sailed, all the parliaments that ever sat, all the kings that ever reigned, put together, have not affected the life of man on this earth as much as that one solitary life. 4 unique gospels, but Luke is the only one with a sequel, the book of Acts. This is incredibly helpful for dating Luke's gospel. Clearly, the book of Acts concludes with Paul imprisoned, Jerusalem not yet overthrown by the Romans, which happened in AD 70. That means that Luke's gospel had to be written likely by AD 60. Again, as for the reliability of the scriptures, consider that this date was well within the time period there were many alive during Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. If Luke or the other gospel writers got it wrong, their accounts would have been relegated to the trash heap centuries ago. Luke opens his book with, "Many people have set out to write accounts about the events that have been fulfilled among us. They used the eyewitness reports circulating among us from the early disciples. Having carefully investigated everything from the beginning, I also have decided to write an accurate account for you, most honorable Theophilus, so you can be certain of the truth of everything you were taught." So we can be certain of the truth. There it is. I just went to pick up my small leather Bible out of the other room, opened it to the old familiar book, considered my underlinings and notes in the margins. Verses jump off the page at me, such as Gabriel's words to young Mary, "For nothing will be impossible with God." I write today with such a different perspective than the last time I taught through this book of Luke, fall of 2008. At that time, I had not walked in the footsteps of Jesus or eaten a Shabbat meal. I find that so many Christians have little notion of Jesus' Jewish home, customs, or celebrations. And Luke, the physician? Well, he wrote from the perspective of an outsider, a non-Jew, or, of course, a Gentile. So he seems to note unique social elements. Yes, we will walk in the dust of the rabbi, learn from him and his ways. Join me, won't you? Honestly, I know we just need Jesus.